welcome to Come All Ye, folk music on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. I'm Bruce Cameron, pleased to have you along for another program today. This week we're looking at, and hopefully listening to, a whole bunch of tracks from albums which were featured albums in the first half of 2023. Just revisiting a few featured tracks from featured albums. We'll start with a song about a witch, and I'll have to tell you a bit about this before I play it, because it's sung in Scots Gaelic, so at least half of you won't understand it, I know. It's called Gormshall Moor. It comes to us from Rachel Walker and Aaron Jones. Now, Gormshall Moor na Mai, or Gormla of Moy, was a powerful Gaelic woman from Lochaber in the Western Highlands. Gormula or Gormshall could mean witch, and it could just mean blue-eyed one in Gaelic. Anyway, the most quoted story about this particular Gormshall involves the Cameron clan, of which I am a member. Well, she gave a warning to the clan chief at the time, who was Ewan Cameron. I think he was about the 13th, Lochiel. He was passing by on his way to confront the Earl of Athol about a border dispute. At first, he ignored the warning from Gormshall, but she told him to return home, get his men. He should take them with him, keep them hidden, and if he needed them, turn his coat inside out, and then things will happen. So Lochiel took her advice, and although Athol also had men lying in wait, he was able to defeat them. The argument between Lochiel and Athol went along these lines, according to Wikipedia. "We shall set the border here," said Lochiel. Lord Athol said, "Back, back, back, a good piece yet." Lochiel said he would not go back, and Athol said to him, "Back, I implore you to go back." Lochiel said, "I will not go back." So Athol, outraged, lifted his hand, and his men came along a slope towards them. Lochiel asked, "What is that?" Lord Athol replied, "The Athol weathers, coming to graze the Lochaber grass." And at this, Lochiel took his coat off, turned it inside out, and his warriors came charging from the other side of the slope. Athol asked, "What is that?" Lochiel replied, "The hounds of Lochaber, coming to eat the flesh of the Athol weathers." And so, from that jolly story, the Cameron clan motto became, "Sons of the hounds, come hither and get flesh." How cheery. So, Gormshall Moor, from Rachel Walker and Aaron Jones.
Tune the high, oh, smut
song about Gormshall Moor. My wife has always had a lot of trouble with my Scottish heritage. She just says, they were just always fighting. Why were they always fighting? I try to convince her that I'm a lover, not a fighter, but with varying degrees of success over the decades. Enough of that. Cameron history. Next comes a song called The Dreadnought from an album called Sea Song Sessions. The artists involved are John Bowden, Seth Lakeman, Ben Nichols, Emily Portman, and Jack Rutter. The Dreadnought, a ship.
Of one noted ship and the lads are one clipper of vaunted fame. She hails from New York town, you know, and the Dreadnought is her name. She's bound away to the westward where the stormy winds do blow. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. We're bound away on the Dreadnought and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. Now the Dreadnought she is sailing, she's leaving England shore. So farewell dearest Nancy, of the girl that I adore. And fare thee well sweet England, the land we hold so dear. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall steer. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. Now the Dreadnought she's a-bowling down the wild Irish Sea, and the passengers dancing merry with their hearts so full of glee. The sailors walk the decks, me boys, like lions to and fro. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. Dreadnought she is sailing far out on the Red Cross line, where the dark and stormy seas, me boys, they crash along our sides. So fill away your main top sails, board your foretop also, and bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. We're bound away on the Dreadnought, and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. Here's a health unto the Dreadnought and to all the fearless crew. Let's drink to Captain Samuels and here's to his officers too. You can talk about flash packets, the swallowtail and the black ball, but the Dreadnought she's the clipper that she'll beat them one and all. We're bound away on the Dreadnought and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go. We're bound away on the Dreadnought and bound away sing war. So bound away on the Dreadnought, to the westward we shall go.
Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole. She had her shoes and her stockings in her hands and her little bare feet on the floor. Oh, the next time I saw the Corey, she was sitting on the banks of the sea. She had a 44 strapped around her body and a banjo on her knee. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole.
Crooked Still, the album Hop High. We heard Darlin' Corey, sung by Aoife O'Donovan. They call themselves a progressive bluegrass band. That's fair enough, I suppose, considering they've got a cellist named Rushad Eggleston playing on some tracks, and he usually dresses like a goblin on stage. Very odd character. And before Darlin' Corey, we heard the Dreadnought from some fine English singers. John Bowden, Seth Lakeman, Ben Nichols, Emily Portman, and Jack Rutter. You're listening to Come All Ye, and today we're taking tracks from albums which were featured albums in the first half of 2023. We're just revisiting some of those albums. They're not necessarily new releases, I hasten to add. Next track comes from Van Morrison. Don't hear much of him on the program, but this was an interesting album that came out not so long ago. It's called Moving on Skiffle. Van Morrison was in a skiffle band when he was at school in Belfast back in the 60s. He still likes bluegrass. He might like bluegrass. He still likes skiffle. This is a song from Moving on Skiffle called I Wish I Was an Apple on a Tree.
I wish I was apple on a tree. Wish I was an apple on a tree. If I was an apple on a tree, you'd come along and take a bite out of me. I wish I was an apple on a tree. Hi-ho, fiddly-dee, this is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be.
I wish I was a big Virginia hand.
Wish I was a big Virginia ham. If I was a big Virginia ham, I'd see Willie over with the candy jam. Wish I was a big Virginia ham.
Hi-ho, fiddly-dee, this is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be.
All right.
Ground.
Down in the ground.
Was I was a mole
you know it broke this mountain down. Wish I was an old town in the ground.
Old town in the ground.
I love fiddly-dee. Well, this is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be. I wish I was an apple on a tree. Wish I was an apple on a tree. If I was an apple on a tree, you'd come along and take a bite out of me. I wish I was an apple on a tree. Wish I was a mole down in the ground. Wish I was a mole down in the ground.
If I
was a mole down in the ground, you know we'd root this mountain down. Wish I was a mole down in the ground.
Mole down in the ground.
Oh, fiddly-dee, well, this is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be. This is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be. I love fiddly-dee. Well, this is what I'd like to be. This is what I'd really like to be.
Maybe just a little bit self-indulgent, Van Morrison recording an album called Moving On Skiffle, 60 years after he was in a skiffle band at school. But sounded all right. I Wish I Was an Apple on a Tree was the song. Jerry Hallam joins the program now with an album that I featured in the first half of 2023, as I did all the albums from which we're drawing our tracks today. Half a Lifetime Ago had the track on it called With the Cattle, which is a Banjo Paterson poem put to music by Jerry Hallam. It's one of Paterson's stories of man's indomitable spirit against extreme adversity. Jerry Hallam was much taken with Banjo Paterson and Henry Lawson's work when he lived out here for a few years, back in the 1970s, I think. So With the Cattle turns up here, and I'll follow it with a song from Siobhan Miller, an old song called Cold Blow, The Rainy Night.
The drought is down on field and flock, the river bed is dry, and we must shift the starving stock before the cattle die. So we muster up with weary hearts at breaking of the day, and turn our heads to foreign parts to take the stock away. By stock routes bare and eaten, on dusty roads and beaten, with half a chance to save their lives, we take the stock away. We cannot use the whips for shame on beasts that crawl along. We have to drop the weak and lame and try to save the strong. The wrath of God is on the track, the drought fiend holds his sway. With blows and cries and stock whip crack, we take the stock away. As they fall, we leave them lying, with crows to watch them dying, in heat and drought and hopeless pain, we take the stock away. So in dull despair the days go by, with never a hope of change, but every stage we feel more nigh the distant mountain range. And some may live to climb the pass and reach the great plateau, and revel in the mountain grass by a stream that's fed with snow. As the mountain wind is blowing, it starts to cattle lowing, the creatures smell the mountain grass that's 20 miles away. They press towards the mountain grass, they look with eager eyes, along the rugged stony pass that slopes towards the skies. Their feet may bleed from rocks and stones, but though the blood drop starts, They struggle on with stifled groans, for hope is in their hearts. For the mountain wind is blowing, and the mountain grass is growing. They're breaking to a kind of run. Pull up and let them go. The days had gone, the heat and drought upon the stricken plain. The wind has shifted right about and brought the welcome rain. The river runs with sullen roar, all flecked with yellow foam. And we must take the road once more and bring the cattle home. And its lads will raise a chorus, there's a pleasant trip before us towards the far-off mountain land. So bring the cattle back. We have to watch them close at night for fear they'll make a rush and break away in headlong flight across the open bush. And by the campfire's cheery blaze with mellow voice and strong, we hear the lonely watchman raise the overlander's song. While stars shine out above us like the eyes of those who love us, the eyes of those who watch and wait to greet the cattle home. The plains are all away with grass, the skies are deep as blue. And leisurely the cattle pass and feed the long day through. But when we sight the station gate, we make the stock ribs crack. There's a welcome sound to those who wait to greet the cattle back. And through the twilight falling, we hear their voices calling as the cattle splash across the ford and turn it into foam. The children run to meet us, our wives and sweethearts greet us, the heroes from the overland who brought the cattle home.
Thank you.
Blow the Rainy Night, or perhaps Cold Blows the Rainy Night, either one, by Siobhan Miller from her album Bloom. Remarkably jolly song, considering the person is standing out in the freezing cold with their hat frozen to their head. Next one comes from a chap by the name of Per Romani. He's from Barcelona, and he plays accordion. And he plays a lot of original material on an album called Harmonic. We're going to hear Jotes de la Noticia and Jotes de Roca Corba. Two original Jotas, or Jotis, perhaps. And then a song from Paul Kelly about the wonderful Warman Aboriginal artists, Rover Thomas and Queenie Mackenzie. Warman out in the Kimberley region of Western Australia. We'll hear the Pigram Brothers assisting on this track as well. They're from Broome and they're wonderful. First, we're off to Barcelona.
Thank you. was born on the banks of the Great Ord River, 1930 maybe. Her mother was black, her daddy white. Papa was a fine horse breaker, Mama sang the songs of the old lawmakers. She used to hide young Queenie in the bush and rub black charcoal all over her hair and her face. Every time the police came round, looking for any blonde-haired, brown-skinned children to round them all up, take them on downtown. Shine on, shine on, immortal one. Uh-huh. Shine on, shine on, immortal one. Uh-huh. Robo was born in the desert. He lived out there till his mother died. Then he moved around a lot from place to place. Bedford Downs, Bow River, Lissadel, Wyndham, building fences, working as a stockman. Then he had a series of dreams. He started painting what he'd heard and he'd seen. Rainbow Serpent, Krill Krill, Cyclone Tracy, the Killing Field, everything that lives and breathes. Right on, right on. Met out on New Texas down station. She worked as a cook there for a long, long time. She said, hey cowboy. Later on she said, nice boy, good worker, top rider, lucky one that one. One day a mean horse ripped the scalp from his head. She stitched him up with a boiled needle and thread. Good as any doctor, they were friends ever after. She said, I want to paint. He said, I'll teach you. They died within months of each other. Right on, right on, immortal ones. Uh-huh. Shine on, shine on, immortal ones. Shine on. Right on.
Kelly wrote a whole bunch of interesting songs about different people and put them on an album called People. And we heard one of those songs, The Ballad of Queenie and Rover, Queenie McKenzie and Rover Thomas, two very fine Indigenous artists. You're listening to Come All Ye. We're working our way through tracks from albums which were featured during the first half of 2023. This next track, called Sweet Ambient, S-U-I-T-E, sweet, sweet ambient. It's from an album called Trapdoor to Hell by Arthur Coates. He's from Aberdeenshire in Scotland, singer and fiddle player, and he has a deep and abiding interest in Quebec to such an extent that he called this album Trapdoor to Hell because that's sometimes the name given to the plank that goes under the feet of step tappers or foot tapping people playing instruments in Quebecois music. You'll have heard it on this program and others, I'm sure, and you might even hear it on this one as well. I think that foot tapping is usually the domain of fiddle players and occasionally accordionists, but it must be both exhausting and very difficult. There we heard Arthur Coates having a good go at it on a track called Sweet Ambient from his album Trapdoor to Hell. We'll go across the Dutch now to New Zealand. This group is called Granog, which is a Gaelic word for hedgehog. What does that have to do with Auckland? Well, they're from the island of Waiheke, which is in the Hauraki Gulf near Hauraki Gulf near Auckland, and apparently the place is absolutely full of hedgehogs. Introduced pests, of course, but there we go. Gave a band a name anyway, Granog. The album is called Laugh While You May, and you can laugh at this, I suppose. It's called The Battle of Wellington. The story of what can happen when visiting friendly troops descend on a city.
Americans, they came from the land of the free. Grandsons of soldiers who'd fought to keep slaves sailed to New Zealand from over the waves. One night in April we went out on the town. We had George and Shane Harris, the twins and Mike Brown. Mike owed some money down in our local pub, so we went to the Allied Servicemen's Club. Hard air were rolled up and he bought our first round. When out from the Yanks come this grumbling sound, some old boy from Georgia stood tall to his feet. He said, "We don't drink when darkies get out on the Well, Mike's face was thunder as black as the night. Harry was smiling, he was always up for a fight. We were back in your swamp, then we might let this pass. But you're in Wellington, now sit back down on your ass. Well, the Yanks strode towards us like they had no fear. Harry was smiling as he put down his beer. The twins grabbed some pool cues from next to the bar to show how Napui used their old tire hard. Some Kiwi lads came to shore up our line. Harry was taking them three at a time, and we whistled old Dixie back into the streets to the tune of the whistles of those military police. More Kiwi lads came to help us along. Now fight was soon over, 1,000 men strong. There were chippies and sparkies with their fists flying free. Sent the Yanks on their train to fight Kakari. Our beer, surrounded by Yanks but still unscathed himself, we heard Harry roar, "Is there anyone else?"
The group is called Granog. They have a sound not unlike an Australian bush band. I guess they wouldn't take offence at that. That was The Battle of Wellington from their album Laugh While You May. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we're going to have a track now from Derry Farrell, who visits Australia every now and again from his native Ireland. The album in question here is The Wedding Above in Glencree. This terrific song, I really like this one. It's called Young Emmett. And then we'll continue with a tune from, or two tunes, from the Bo'sun Higgs English Country Dance Band, The first track sounds very much like an Australian one called Moonan Flat. And if you're familiar with Moonan Flat, just listen out for the first of the two tunes in this set. Clee Hill, they call it, but I think it sounds like Moonan Flat. And they follow it with A Trip to Bavaria. So that's following this great song from Derry Farrell.
In Green Street Courthouse in 1803 stood young Emmett, the hero true and brave, for fighting the tyrant, his country to free, and tear from our brow the bonds of slavery. There are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. And with God's help, young Emmett, he'll soon give to you the epitaph written since you died. Well, alone and defiant, he stood in the dock, while Lord Norbury, the hanging judge, looked down. All against his false charges, as firm as a rock, oh, another Irish martyr to the crown. And there are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. And with God's help, young Emmett, he will soon give to you the epitaph unwritten since you died. Was guilty, the sentence was death, and in Thomas Street the tyrant's work was done. Oh, but young Emmett smiled as he drew on his last breath, for he knew the fight for freedom would be won. And there are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. And with God's help, young Emmett, he will soon give to you the epitaph unwritten since you died. And there are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. And with God's help, young Emmett, he'll soon give to you the epitaph unwritten since you died. The epitaph unwritten since you died.
Two tunes from the Bo'sun Higgs English Country Dance Band. Not the Higgs Bo'sun, the Bo'sun Higgs English Country Dance Band. Clee Hill and A Trip to Bavaria. Before that, wonderful tenor voice of Derry Farrell and that fine song about young Emmett. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we go to the Highlands again. West Highland singer, step dancer. I don't think she's living there now, but she was from that area originally. I speak of Joy Dunlop. We'll hear a couple of jigs, which she will sing for us. First one, Nian Rua Van, Red and White Girl. The second one I will not try to pronounce because it's very long and they're a complete mix-up of vowels and consonants, so I'm not going to bother. The best that Google Translate can offer is, I would send my jaws to drive the sheep. So that seems unlikely as well, but anyway, that's best we can manage. The track is simply called Jigs by Joy Dunlop. Then we'll hear Father O'Flynn's and When Sick, Is It Tea You Want? And Mind the Dresser. This is an accordionist and cittern player named Corey Purcell. He comes from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Joy Dunlop, first of all, singing a couple of jigs in the Gaelic, and then three tunes from Corey Purcell, who's a very fine accordionist, isn't he? Father O'Flynn's, otherwise known as Top of Cork Road, then When Sick Is It Tea You Want, finishing up with Mind the Dresser. Mind the Dresser, I think, is a Liz Carroll composition, not to be confused with Round the House and Mind the Dresser. Corey Purcell from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Closer to Liz Carroll's part of the world than I am, here in the central west of New South Wales, at 2MCE. You're listening to Come All Ye. We'll move to Canada now to hear Mary Beth Carty from an interesting album called Crossing the Causeway. Mary Beth Carty is a multi-instrumentalist and singer and songwriter from Antigonish in Nova Scotia. This song involves a young girl hiding in a well and telling off a group of soldiers. And we'll hear an archival vocal recording from Peter Chasson. It just so happens that his granddaughter, Hilda Chasson, is playing piano on this track, which is called Bon Garçon.
Quand j'étais chez mon père, roulant dans la bouteille. Petite à la maison, la bouteille, bon, bon, bon. Petite à la maison, la bouteille, un bon garçon. Je m'en vais à la fontaine, roulant dans la bouteille. Pour remplir mon cruchon, la bouteille, bon, bon. Profonde, roulant là la bouteille. Coulez, je me suis au fond, la bouteille, bon, bon, bon. Coulez, je me suis au fond, la bouteille, bon garçon. En chemin, il y passe, roulant là la bouteille.
Canadian folklorist Helen Creighton recorded Peter Chasson singing that song, Bon Garçon, or The Good Boy, in 1944. And I was going to say he sang it again, but he didn't. He recorded it in 1944, and then that archival recording was used at the end of the song there from Mary Beth Carty's album Crossing the Causeway. Bon garçon, when I was at my father's house, let's roll the bottle there, young one at the house, the bottle is good, 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 young one at the house, the bottle is good, boy. So it's a deep and meaningful ballad, as you can tell.
I've seen some good times, and I've seen some bad times, and some times in between that I'd rather forget. But I'll keep on moving, and I'll keep on singing, though the world keeps on rolling, there's life in this old dog yet. I'll sing while I still have a voice, I'll sing while I still have a choice, I'll sing in the hopes of a bright new day, I'll sing to help keep the shadows away, I'll make the rafters ring, when I sing, sing, sing. Sometimes I felt worthless, sometimes I felt helpless, just flotsam adrift in life's turbulent sea. Sometimes I was weaving, sometimes I was drowning, treading water and waiting for someone to save me. I'll sing while I still have a voice, I'll sing while I still have a choice, I'll sing in the hopes of a bright new day, I'll sing to help keep the shadows away, I'll make the rafters ring, when I sing, sing, sing. When the darkness is gathering and the light it is fading, when hope seems as fragile as a butterfly's wing, the past is a closed curtain, the present is uncertain, the future still for the taking, so stand up and sing. Sing while we still have a voice, sing while we still have a choice, sing in the hopes of a bright new day, sing to help keep the shadows away, make the rafters ring, and sing, sing, sing. So sing while we still have a voice, sing while we still have a choice, sing in the hopes of a bright new day, sing to help keep the shadows away, make the rafters ring, and sing, 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 make the rafters ring, and sing, sing.
The Venerable Eric Bogle joining the program with a song from The Source of Light, an album he released in 2021, but it was a featured album in 2023 on this program. The song, The Old Dog's Song. Now, I've been working my way through songs from featured albums from the first half of 2023. And we're nearly at the end of that first half of the year, so after this next one, we'll vary the attack just a little. This is Rachel Hare and Ron Jappy from their album Elan. This is Mrs. John McColl the Inverness Bridge, and the Ferryman. This is what you might call a typical MSR setting, March Strathspey reel, for those of you Scottish pipe aficionados. Rachel Hare playing harp there with Ron Jappy playing guitar. We heard a march, a Strathspey and a reel. Mrs. John McColl, Inverness Bridge and the Ferryman from a good album called Elan. We've been working our way through the first half of 2023 in terms of featured albums. And I haven't played tracks from every featured album in that period of time, because I wasn't sure how we'd be going for time on this program. However, I do have time to play a track from three of the six radio ballads from Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger that were featured at the beginning of 2023. I won't play them all. The first is from the Singing the Fishing radio ballad. If you don't know what the radio ballads are or were, you can either go back and listen to the original programs from early in 2023, or you can just, might be quicker, just Google Ewan McColl radio ballads and see what you can find there. Anyway, this is Singing the Fishing, and the track I'll play from that is called The Shoals of Herring.
With our nets and gear we're faring on the wild and wasteful ocean. It's there on the deep that we harvest and reap our bread, as we hunt the bonny shoals of herring. Oh, it was a fine and a pleasant day out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing locker, for to go and hunt the shoals of herring. Oh, the work was hard and the hours were long, and the treatment sure it took some bearing. There was little kindness and the kicks were many as we hunted for the shoals of herring. Oh, we fished the sward and the broken bank. I was cook and I'd a quarter sharing, and I used to sleep standing on my feet and I dream about the shoals of herring. Well, we left the home grounds in the month of June, and to Canny Shields we soon was bearing, with 100 crown of the silver darlings that we'd taken from the shoals of herring. Now you're up on deck, you're a fisherman, you can swear and show a manly bearing. Take your turn on watch with the other fellas while you're following the shoals of herring. In the stormy seas and the living gales, just to earn your daily bread you're daring, from the Dover Straits to the Faroe Islands, while you're following the shoals of herring. Well, I earned me keep and I paid me way, and I earned the gear that I was wearing. Sailed 1,000,000 miles, caught 10,000,000 fishes. We was following the shoals of herring.
Most of the music on the six radio ballads was composed specifically for the purpose of the radio ballads by Ewan McColl, some with Peggy Seeger and some not. The one we just heard, Shoals of Herring, certainly was composed for Singing the Fishing. The first of the six radio ballads was called The Ballad of John Axton, and it was about railway workers. The song I'm going to play is The Iron Road is a Hard Road, and it'll highlight how the radio ballads were put together. Many bits and pieces of just conversation that was recorded on the road by McColl and Seeger was included, was sort of married into the programming. You'll get an idea of this in this rather long one. This is "The Iron Road is a Hard Road," including other voices talking in between verses of the song. So, again, from the radio ballad, Ewan McColl.
The iron road is a hard road, and the work is never ending. Working night and day on the iron way, we're the boys who keep the engines rolling.
Engine driver's got to be in the blood for a start. If it's not in your blood to stand the erratic hours, you'll never stand the pace. You see, as a young lad at 15 years of age, you're prepared for all this. And the railway life, to my mind, to the proper railwayman, it always comes first. Well, I started when I was just turned 14 when I started. You just went to your work with your chuck under your arm, and that was that. You were brought up to it. That's why today you'll get the proper driver. He thinks nothing of going to London and booking off, because railways, it's in his blood.
The old railwayman, it was a tradition. It was part of your life. It went through, railways went through the back of your spine like Blackpool went through rock.
You sign on at the loco shed, they put you to the cleaning. In your dungarees, cleaning super D's, you're a
sweeper, upper, brewer, upper, shovel, slinger, spanner, bringer, steam, razor, fire, dropper, general, cook and bottle washer, learning how to keep them rolling.
Hey, lad, will you fetch me a bucket of red oil for a red tail lump?
Charlie!
Hey, Charlie!
On your toes, clean that muck out of number five.
Look alive there.
Get weaving.
Where have you been for that aisle? Arabia?
See the job on number three. They got a stripper.
Ginger!
Leave the job you're working on. Help the fitter. Hold the light. Pass the wrench. The one-inch spanner off the bench. The one-inch reamer.
Hey, cleaner!
Do this, do that, get me this, get me that. Rush job on number eight, working late, got a date. I'll never make it.
You'll have to break it.
Just a bloody skivvy, that's me.
2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, a clean-up.
Huh. When the work interferes with the girls, well, you give up the work, you see. Oh, you...
Well, I started on the railway when I was 15, and I was 32 before I was made a registered book fireman.
When you've done your time at the loco shed and had your share of trouble on the old footplate, you're the driver's mate and you're married to a lousy shovel.
Come on, let's have a little bit of action here. Come on, I have to get up in the morning, not same as you resting all night. 8188. All tools. Never mind myself, I'm in good condition. Not been resting all night.
No.
Bottle of oil. I'll bring the other one when I've used this. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel? Very well. You're looking to know. Okay.
It's check the water, check the tools, and chuck the plumbing coal in. Give the gauge a wipe, check, inject a pipe, now it's...
Swing your shovel at the double, give a rock, watch the clock, steam raising sweat, running back, aching bones, shaking fireman, fireman, keep a rolling.
You know, when I first started firing, we had what they called the old well tender. You had to shovel the coal right off the level of the footplate. And it were real hard work, because you had to range down with your back to get hold of your coal, to get it into the firebox. But then They broke married man's tender out. Oh, and wasn't that a dream? You hadn't got bend as far. You could just shovel coal and into the firebox it went. And by gad, all married men took another lease on life.
You bend your back almost double. Feed that coal-hungry fire, swing that shovel, that's a fireman's trait. You've got your long-handled shovel. 3.5 feet of sweat, polished wood, and another steel blade.
Swing your long-handled shovel.
Hear that shovel ring.
Swing your steel-bladed shovel.
Hear that fire sing.
Give us some rock.
A round at a time. Fire to your signal along the line. Put your weight behind your shovel.
From your middle swing.
Swing your steel-bladed shovel.
From your shoulder swing. One at the front. One at the back. One at each side. And that's the next.
Sweat on your back, sweat in your eyes. Feed the fire, the steam will rise.
Bend the thrust, bend the turn, the spine. Tons of coal to burn. Breathing steam, swallowing coal. Brace your legs to take the roam.
No, fireman, come on, she's lagging. Get some rock on.
You've got your long handle shovel. Then make it ring.
Make your steel-bladed shovel
on the tender ring.
Sweating it out 8 hours a day. Burning your keep on the iron way.
You know, drivers are not all the same. Some can make it hard for a fireman, some can make it easy. But Jack Axon was one of those that made it very easy for a fireman. I mean, he was always ready for a joke and, well, he made the day seem short while he were at work. He was a grand chap.
When you've shoveled 1,000,000 tons of coal some 10 or 12 years later, and you're only 3 is of raising steam, then they hand to you your driver's paper.
Hello, what time do you go out to see, please?
Give me 71 card, please.
71.
Very much.
I was 21 years on the footplate before I was passed as a driver. I went out for the first time in 1920, and after 21 years, I was passed as a driver. And I always remember this, that the old driver that I fired for used to tell me, wait till you get to be a driver and you'll find out that you go home more tired than you did as a fireman. And I never used to believe him, but it's true.
You're on your own, mate. King of the footplate. You've got a load, mate. What's the road, mate? Get her through, mate. It's up to you, mate.
She's a class 8 engine. She's as tough as they come. Weighs well over 100 tons.
She's a puller.
An iron horse.
You've got 9 tons of coal. You've got 4,000 gallons of water.
You've got a measure. Her boiler pressure is 225 pounds an inch.
You've got a snorter.
In the old days, that engine was his life. It was his child. You had some, they had all different the ideas. Yellow fat for to keep her from running out, and you had some with the thick dick plastering it down the actual boxes, and they all had their own little ideas, but he maintained he was keeping that engine on the road by hook or by crook, because, I mean, the whole life was around the engine.
The BBC had always been doing documentaries one sort or another, but when Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger started using the recorded voices of people who were actually the subject of the documentary, it was considered quite revolutionary. Previous to that, the only voices you'd hear would be professional voice actors or people reading prepared scripts. But as we heard there on that track, The Iron Road is a Hard Road, Ewan McColl was very keen to include real people using their real voices. Now, the third and final of the radio ballad songs I'm going to include is one called The 30-Foot Trailer, which first saw the light of day in the radio ballad The Travelling People. We're not going to take that version, however. We're going to hear Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger, right enough, but we're also going to hear contributions made by their children, Neil, Callum and Kirsty, from an album recorded in 1983, a long time after the radio ballads first saw the light of day, an album called Freeborn Man. This certainly was not produced in the style of the radio ballads. It was simply a track on an album.
Are changing, ye cannae deny the day or the traveller's over. There's nae for to gang and there's nae for to bide, so farewell to the life o' the rover.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.
To the cant and the travelling tongue, farewell to the Romany talking, the buying and selling, the old fortune telling, the knock on the door and the hawking.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.
You've got to move fast to keep up with the times, for these days a man canny donder. There's a bylaw to say you mun be on your way, and another to say you can't wander.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trail.
Farewell to the besoms o' heather and broom, farewell to the creel and the basket. The folks o' today, they would far sooner pay for a thing that's been made out of plastic.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trail.
The old ways are passing and soon they'll be gone, for progress is aye a big factor. It's sent to afflict us, and when they evict us, they tow us so war we attract her.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trail.
wheel to the fields where we've sweated and toiled at pooing and shawing and lifting. Well, soon he machines and the travelling queens and their men folk had better be shifting.
Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.
Quite a few of the songs from the Radio Ballads have made it into the folk standard list, I suppose you'd say. And we've just heard three of them. Shoals of Herring, which came from Singing the Fishing, radio ballad. Then The Iron Road, which came from the ballad of John Axton. And then finally the 30-foot trailer from the radio ballad The Travelling People. And perhaps that's the best example of how the songs had changed into like folk club standards. Peggy Seeger playing auto harp on that one and the rest of the family joining in. So having said that, I'm going to go back to Siobhan Miller and her album Bloom, because on it we find this.
You better get born in someplace else. Move along and along, move along and along. Go, move, shift. Born at the tidy lifting time, in an old built in in a tacky field. The farmer says the work's all done. It's time that you were moving on. You better get born in someplace. Along and along, move along and along, go, move, shift. Born on a common near a building site, where the ground is rotted with the tractor wheels. The local people said to me, you are the price of property. You better get born in someplace else. Move along and along, move along and along, go. The back of the blackthorn hedge, where the white hoar frost lying all around. No eastern kings came bearing gifts. Instead, the order came to shift. You better get born in someplace else. Move along, get along, move along, get along. Go, move, shift.
There you go. I just thought I'd play yet another version of that song because it's been recorded by lots and lots of people and with slightly different focus. That was Siobhan Miller from the album Bloom, and we've heard from her earlier in the program, from her featured album from back in 2023. That's what we've been doing on this program, looking at featured albums from the first half of 2023, taking a track here and there to make up the program of Come All Ye today. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll go out with another second track from an album. We've already heard from Arthur Coates playing accordion. Well, he's playing fiddle now. This is a track called Sweet Du Sexy Fiddler. Ooh, you devil, Arthur. Thank you for your company today. I hope you've enjoyed Come All Ye. Let's do it again real soon. I'm Bruce Cameron on 2MCE Community Radio. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.